Big day ashirim laniyim loy. But the big beged of an usher to a nani, we don't say. What does that mean? We don't say. Like Rashi says, klaymar laniyim loy binen big day ashirim. A nani, he doesn't need the shear of three tefachim by three tefachim like an usher does. Elakivon the dhu chazi. Since for him it's roi as libasraya we go boss to the yoni. Is Mela Hokinami Bayas also Afa Gabla Pasui Lav Liftanu, even though for the Persians they do not eat their meat with bread, they eat their meat separately, Abakivan Dilididan, since for us heavy lifton, it is called a lifton, Niski Bashir Zut, it should be enough for even a smaller shear. Hey, since everybody should be telling how they do, so if we eat our roasted meat with the bread, so we should go boss our shear, how much roasted meat do we need to make up for an error of tafshilin, for an error of tchumim? Enough meat that you would eat with bread with a, in two meals, in two suddis. And that's takad halacha like that, that avada by roasted meat, as we spoke about before, even when it says bos sechai, it just means meat that wasn't cooked 100%. But 100% cooked meat also has a din like roasted meat, that you have the shear of two meals with the bread. So you don't need two meals worth of the meat itself, you just need two portions of meat that you would eat in the middle of your meal when you're eating bread. Fed Gemara, the chitayim, maybe no, maybe there's no raya from here. The chitayim, we hochle chumra, vochle chumra. I tell you, the pshat is we go lechumra all over. So by Hilchas Tumma, we go lechumra to say it is makabu Tumma, even a smaller shear. But maybe here, the Hilchas Erevim, we should go lechumra. About these Persians, that they do not eat meat with the bread, so for them, the shear of an Erev should be two suddis of meat. Maybe we'll machmir all over to say, everybody needs a bigger shear for Erev. So the Gemara, I'll bring you right out like that. But Tanya, we want enough in the Braisa. In the Tesefta, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Ma'arvin l'choyla u'lezoken k'dei mezoynoi. If you have a choyla, a sick person, or else an elderly person, that they don't eat so much, so when they want to make an Erev Tchumim, they have to leave over a shear of two suddis. Now their suddis are very small, they don't need too much food. You're allowed to go boss to them, and for they themselves, they can leave over a small amount of food. As much food as they eat for two suddis. Hey, k'dei mezoynoi. Vaitu l'ravson. Let's say you have a big person, a person that eats a lot. A very, very big suddis. Still, the suddis benenish kolodim. He does not leave over two meals that he usually eats. It's enough to be yotze with two meals that benenim normal people eat. So you see, klo, you go boss to each person bazunda, even by Hilchos Erevin. And we don't say l'chumra to say that since a normal person eats a bigger shia suda, so even a chayla, a sick person, a zakin, should also need that shear. No, a chayla and a zakin, they eat much less. For them, it's enough shear. Shtei mozen, how much they eat. So the Marakasha, in the Chomim, Tzakakasha, on Rabbi Yosef, was the one that said that even roasted meat, you have to have the shear space sudas of the meat itself. And Allah HaTak is not like that, like we said, but roasted meat, or else meat that was cooked 100%, for them it's enough the meat if you eat it with the bread. How much meat you need when you eat in a suda with of bread. That's called mazen shtei sudas of meat. For the Gemara, Miyam, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said like this, that you go lekula for each person by himself, v'yotani v'nonchen abraisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'aymer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Oig melech haboshen. So Moshe, let's say you have a big giant. You have a big person, then the halacha is, pischoy kemaloye. That it's halacha, if you have a mace in the room, so about it's oymer to take the mace out of the room. So now if you don't know which door you're going to take the mace out of, there's a chumim in the rabbonin that underneath any keli, underneath all the doors, are tummy. But since we have a suffix from which door the mace will be taken out of, so a machmer on all doors maybe will be taken out of, so all doors have tumah. Let's say though one door is open and all the other doors are closed. So it's mistavri, you're going to take the mace out of the door that's open, and then we say only that doorway is tummy, and all the other doors are tor. Now, Bishim Elazar says, let's say you have a big giant, a mace that's a big giant. It's not enough to say that if one door is open, so only that door is tummy and no other doors are tummy. No, by him, the door has to be pischot kumloye. The door has to be big enough to get the giant out of it. But let's say this door that's open is not big enough to take the giant out. So we say you have to go boss to each person bazundu and go to chumra. That since for him, he can't fit through this door, so it's like not only to go out through this door, then all the doors are tummy, until we find out later which door he goes out from. So the kasher is just like Rabbi Shimon says by a ravsin. If somebody eats a lot of food, we don't make him have a suda, shtei sudis. His suda, it's enough kolodom. So we're here also, if you have a mace, even though he's a big mace, why do we say you have to have the door has to be big enough for this mace to go out? Why shouldn't it be enough like any other mace? Just like any other mace, if one door is open, so only that door is tummy and nothing else. Here also, what do I care if it's a big person? It should still be the same halacha. So the Gemara poshed v'yabaye and for the abaye hosam hechi leved hadume nahadme v'nafke. Like the monashoch, this mace you have to take out of the room. Now how are you going to take him out with a small door? The only aid would be is to cut him up into pieces. And avada, that's called hadume nahadme. Do you want to cut up the mace into pieces? And pshit avada, we don't do that. That's a big bizoyin hamace. You're not allowed to cut up the mace. So by your mace, it's a mitziyah, you have to get him out of the room. Avada, if this door is too small to take him out, you're not going to use this door, you use some other door. So avada, even though this door was open, so what? You're not going to use this door. Therefore, you don't go boss of this door, you have to go boss of the other doors. And therefore, I'm not suffering, they're all tummy. Therefore, it's no stereo to Rabbi Shimon. Let's see Rashi. For Tanya. If you want to say the other doors are tahor, then you need one door that's big enough for this giant to go out. And if you have no door that's big enough for this giant to go out, then we say the locher is kol chur, any hole in the mechitza, any hole in the room is moli agrif. Be it's big enough for a fist to go through shabbat shalom in the walls to meim. Because since we have a suffix from which door, from which hole will go out, all the holes are tummy. So that was the kasher. Why do you say you go bust this person needs a giant, need a bigger shear? Just like by Erevin we say a person that eats a lot of food has the same shear like a normal person. Here also, you want to tell me you have to chop them up into pieces? You can't get the mace out. So why do I care if this door is open? It's only your mate, but other people, of course, you could take him out of this door. But here, Lamaita, since he's bigger than the door, you can't get him through. So, Madi, you're not going to use this door. You have to do some other way. So, Menasafi, we don't know which door. Therefore, all doors are tummy. Fratei Gemara Kasha, Kladimara Niboyi, Fratei Gemara, Iboyilu, Pligi Rabbonin Olei, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oiloi. It's this halach of Tumah, that you say if you have a big giant in the room, that even though one door is open, still all the doors are tamei, do the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Shimon or not? That's the shayla. The Mar Toshma, come on, bring your raya. The Yomar Rabba Bar Bachonen, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Oig Melech HaBoshen. If you have a big giant like Oig Melech HaBoshen, then Pischoi Biarbor. If you have one door, one opening that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and if that door is open, Enechnami, only that door is tamei and no other doors. So the Chur, the Kasher is, this Oig, this big giant can't go through this door. So you see the Rabbanan say, you don't go bust of the giant, you go bust of normal people. Since normal people could go through this door, therefore it's matzol that all the other doors are Torah. So are Torah. So the Chur, you see the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, and for the Gemara, no, maybe there's no Raya. I tell you, Hosam Dika Psochim Kitanim Tuva. Here we're talking about in this room, there are a lot of small doors. Dika Chad Hevi Abo. Then there's one door, that's a bigger door, that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Now the other doors are even smaller than that, let's say they're 2 by 2. This one door is 4 by 4. So now the svari is the vadai, ki kom arvach vohu kom arvach. Now, you're going to have to take the mace out of this room, and you don't have a big enough opening, so what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to make the hole wider. You have to bust open and make a bigger hole. So here's Mestavra ki komarvach, where you're going to make the hole bigger. Which hole do you want to take to make bigger? But who komarvach, avad, you're going to take this hole, which is dalat fochim, a dalat fochim, the bigger hole, and you'll make this one bigger. Like, why start on a small hole and work twice as hard? Avad is going to start on the bigger hole and take him out through this bigger hole. So that's why here the Rabbonin say, if you have a peset that's dalat by dalat, he's zichri going to go out through this door. Therefore, only this door has the tumah, and no other doors have the tumah. In a case where all the doors are equal, so then we do not know which one will go out, even though one is open, it don't make a difference. Because you can't use that door the way it is anyway. You're going to have to be marvach and bust it open, make it wider. So since we don't know which one you're going to do, it could be also like Reb Shimon. You go bust each mace by himself, and since this mace can't get out, all of them will be tummy. Trashib, sochim, titanim means p'chusim idalit. You have all the doors,
other holes that were smaller than Dal Tvachim. So here the Svari is Behu Merabach. Hilkach Matzala Kulun. Therefore here it saves on everything. Avo Kulun Shavim Medalot. Let's say all the doors are the same size. They're all Dal Tvachim Medal Tvachim. Oy Biyudam. So if they're all 10 Amis, Kulam Tmeim. Then Enoch Nami, the Rabbanan Amor to Reb Shimon, that they're all Tomei. The Loyade behind Merabach, because we don't know from which one he's going to make it bigger. Oh, Mapik, and take him out. For even if one door is open and all the other doors are closed, or if you had das to take the mace out of one door, that by regular mace, that if you have das to take him out of one door and he'll fit through that door, the din is only that door is tummy, nothing else. Hani, midi, when do we say that? This door is roi. The mace can fit through this door. Even though all doors are roi, but since either you have das for one door, or else we're saying you had opened up one door, that's enough. But where none of the doors are big enough the way it is for this mace to go out, you have a giant in the house. Oh boy, meravich, you have to widen the door. Bust it open, the kula and shoven, and all equal. We don't know which one you're going to bust open. It's lo yadina behind Ravach. You don't know from which one he's going to widen it. So then the locker is all the doors are tummy misofit. And the rabbon could be amoida to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. So the Mara Amar Rabbi Chiyaba Ravashi. Omar Rav. You should know Ma'arvin Babosachai. You're allowed to use raw meat to make an erev with. So like we spoke out before, it could be a dozen mamish mean raw meat 100%. It means it was cooked a little bit to make it edible, but it wasn't cooked 100%. Omer Avsimne Bachia Ma'arvim Bebeit Simchais. You could also make an error for Tchumim with raw eggs. For the Gemara of a comment, if you're going to use raw eggs, how many raw eggs do you have to use? Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Sinai, he was called Sinai, that's what they called the Nachman Rav Yitzchok. So Rashi says Sinai means Kori Rav Yosef, Lefi Shoye Boki B'mishnais Rebaisis. Hey, it's Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Sinai. And if this Yeshua should be, this is what they called Kor Reb Yosef. Yeah, and they called Reb Yosef, in the end of Gemara Brochis, Sebzal Brochis, or Sebzal Sech Tehurius, they called Reb Yosef a Sinai, because he was a Boki Mishnaisin. So here also, Sinai means he was a Boki Mishnaisin. On Mashdain, he said, how many eggs do you have to use? Two eggs. If you have two raw eggs, that's called a Mazen Shtei Sudis. That's enough to leave over for an Erev. Yeah, Zot Gemara Vaita. Says in the Mishnah, Hanoi de Minaz Mozoin Mutte Bemain. If you make a neder, you're not going to have any Hano or eat anything that's Mozoin, so then you're allowed to drink water and eat salt. So the Gemara, Melech Omayim Hudulay Yikri Mozoin, it comes out from the Mishnah that only water and salt, that's not called Mozoin. That's what you're still allowed to eat. Because you only asked it on yourself, you won't eat Mozoin. Ha Kol Mili Yikri Mozoin. Hamashm, everything else is called Mozoin. Is a Chura Leimat Yevatiyuf to the Rabbi Shmuel. This should be a kash on Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara and Brochus. The Rav and Shmuel, the Armor Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say in the Masechta Brochus, Ein Mevorchin Bori Minei Mezoinois Elo Al Chameshes Hamina Bovad. You only make the Broch of Bori Minei Mezoinois only on the Hei Mina Bovad. That means the five different type of grains. That's Chito, Sera, Kusum, and Shibola, Shol, Beshifayim, wheat, rye, barley, a spelt, and oats. Only these five Minim are called Mozin. And anything else, you don't make a Berm Minim Zoin. So, who will be Medanic since you don't make a Berm Minim Zoin? It's Mashmah, it's not Mozin. And here now, Mishnah's Mashmah, everything is called Mozin, just not salt and water. So, Eshna's Fatih Gemara, Veloi, Oy Svinu Chod Zimna. Didn't we slug him up in the Gemara and Brochus? We asked Akash and Rav and Shmuel. We asked Akash because there we came out that even on Uriz, even on rice, also you make a Berm Minim Zoin. So, you see, it's not only these five Minim. Fatih Gemara, good, Abulaymet, he have a Tiyuf Dinanimiho. Let's ask the Kasha from Rav and Shmuel for now and Mishnah also. That's what we want to ask. Why can't we also ask the Kasha from Rav and Shmuel for now and Mishnah? Rav and Shmuel says only the Hei Minim is Mozin, and now and Mishnah is Mashmah, everything is Mozin, just not water and salt. And the Gemara, Omer Rav Huna, B'Oimer Kol HaZon Olai. Our Mishnah is not talking about he said the word Mozin. He said Kol HaZon Olai. Kol HaZon Olai means anything that satisfies me. Like the Moshko, somebody is hungry and he goes and eats. Anything you eat that satisfies you for a short time at least, it takes away your hunger pain. That's called zon. But water and salt, that even doesn't satisfy you. If you're hungry, it won't do anything for you. But anything else you eat, Hakol ponim, right after you read it, you are a little bit satisfied. So that's called zayni. Enechami mozin means it fills you up for a long time. That's the choshev achila. That's only on hey mini dogim. That's only on the grains. Mashenken, any type of food is zayni for a little bit. That's called kolazon. Smell, there's no steer on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel is talking about mozin. Mozin, that means filling you up for a long time. That's only the hey mini dogim. Mashenken, now Mishnah is talking about kol hazon. Hazon means you're satisfied. Anything you eat satisfies you for a little bit. For the Gemara of Omar, Rabba Baba Chono, ki have yazil no batsen Reb Yechon. When they went after Reb Yechon and Lamecho Peru de Gnusa, they used to bring him tea from these choshev peres called peres Gnusa. Is ki havinem bein neyo, when we had 100 of us there, have menaktinam lechol chad bechad asor asora. Every one of us would bring back 10 of them. So together we would have 1,000. 10 times 100 is 1,000. Ki havinem bein asora, when we would have 10 of us there, each one of us will bring back 100. So the kids, we always brought back 1,000. So the chomeyim and I, every 100 of them, have a machzik lohu tinabas losesoy. Every 100 one of these peris would fill up a barrel the size of 3 saws. It's a very big measurement. You know, they brought back a lot of peris. They have the ocholo lekulo lekulhon, and the mice was Rabbi Yechanan used to eat all of these peris. Used to eat them all up. So Yonan, after he finished eating them, he would say, Shvuosad loy toyim le zuni. He would make a shvu, you should know, I didn't taste any zuni, I didn't taste anything. So it's like if you're saying now, kol hazon, means anything that satisfies you for a little bit, how could you say these things didn't satisfy him? Elamai tzirai, even the Lashon zon, means really filling you up, something that stays inside you a long time, like dafka mozen. Come to Gemara name. Eim ha-teidus, last mice was mizayna. Rabbi Yechanan said, "Loi toyim li mizoyna," means he didn't eat anything that filled himself up for a long time. It's only the heminim fills you up. But these peris, no matter how much he ate from it, it didn't fill him up. So why there's no stira? How Mishnah's dafka talking about kol hazon, and kol hazon does not mean something that fills you up. It just means something that satisfies you. So anything satisfies you. Only salt and water does not satisfy you. Let's see Rashi.
He's
not saying he asked on himself mozen. Could be only the 5 minim grains, those are called mozen. Those are the type of grains that fill you. Satisfies your heart. Our Mishnah song about the only set of lashon of kol hazon. To mashma kol dover hamashbiya, anything that satisfies you, the chol mili zayni, everything satisfies you at least for a short time. Chutz mi mayim melech, only water and salt does not. Avo nisid loy soyid vle mikri mozen, doesn't fill you up. It's not called mozen. Only the heminim is called mozen. But akol ponim, zon is good. Anything satisfies you for a little bit. Trashi genusa eretz yam kineres o perusem masukim, very sweet perus. And Rabbi Yechon still said, after we ate so many peres, he said, Lo yitoyim li zayuni, lo yechalti li soiva, I didn't eat to fill me up. Ve'adayin ani rov, and I'm still hungry. Teretz was, zayuni sakadayitach lo yitach lo yitach. So Teretz was, he just said he wasn't filled up. Re'enach nami, he wasn't hungry anymore. Zon he had, just mozon he did not have. Yeah, whether it's time, it's kadayitach, could look at the top taisvis. Lem mitevet yufta. It says there, Takashi, it's not only Kasha and Rabbi Shmuel, should also be kasha kender. Everybody, according to everybody, taka, really what coming out could be everything is mozen. And really, you shouldn't make a borer mini mizoinus on everything. But the reason why we make a borer priyadom and other brachas is because it's not a derech to kaveya sudosu yalayu. Only on borer mini mizoinus we make on something you derech to be kaveya suda. Mashenken, according to Rav and Shmuel, it's mashma, even things that you are kaveya suda, like rice, you still do not make a borer mini mizoinus. That's why the more only if the kasha according to Rav and Shmuel. Right, we're not going to go into it now, but a nice place to look at. Right, there's nothing more. Omar Rav, Hunya Omar Rav. Shavua shalai oichal kikar zu. If somebody makes a shavua, he's not going to eat this bread. In other words, he's also now, it's also for him to eat this bread. Still, the locher is ma'arvin loy bo. He's allowed to use this bread for neruvei tchumin. Why? Even though he can eat it, it's still called an oichal, because somebody else could eat it. Therefore, he could use it for an eruv. Let's say he says though, kikar zu alai, let's say he says this bread is osur on me, then ein ma'arvin lo bo, then he can make an eruv. That's Rav Huna's din. What's the chilek? So Rashi says, Kikazu alai, mashma kol dover hanoso, koser alai. When you say, Lashon, this bread should be yasser on me, you don't only mean to ask you can't eat it, it's mashma you can't have any hanor from it at all. You're offering all the hanor of this chayfetz. So therefore you can't use it for an erev. Because if you use it for an erev, you're having hanor from the bread. You're having hanor, that's an erev for you. So if you ask all the hanor from the bread, then you're not allowed to use it for an erev. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. So even though you didn't say the farish all the hanor, you just said kikizu alai, he holds by stam saying the lashon kikizu alai, you mean to answer all the hanor of the bread, not only the achilon, all the hanor. Therefore you can't use it for an erev. For the Gemara kasha on Rav Huna, meisivei hanoidim min hakikis, somebody makes a ned who's not going to have hanor from bread, he's alocho marvin loybo, he's allowed to use it for an erev. So Huri just said a lashon hanoidim min hakikir, he didn't say he's not going to eat it. He stam said he's not going to hanoid him in a kikr, and still we say it's mutter to have hanoim. My love, the Omer alai, aren't we talking about, even though he said kikizu alai, and still we say it's mutter to make an error with it. And the hesbah would be then is, that we do not say he means to answer all the hanoas of the chayfetz, even though he says a general lashon of kikizu alai, he still only means to answer the ikar hanoa of the achila, that he can't eat this bread. But here he's not eating it, he's just using it for an erev, so that would be mutter. But I call upon him, it's a kasha and Rav Huna. And he's a marilat, even if you say, kikizu alai, still it's mutter. And the Gemara will tell you, no, loy, the yomazu. The after it says, hanoidim, and a kikah means he said, kikizu alai. But that means a lashon of only, I can't eat this bread. But in the Chlam, if you say, kikizu alai, maybe then it's also. So the Gemara, hokinami mistarva, it's also mistarva like this. The katoni is safe, and the safe it says, eimosai, when can you use this bread for an eriv? Bizman Shomar Shavua Shloyatimenu. When he made his Shavua, I'm not going to eat this bread. That was his Shavua, he said. Avol Omar Olai. But if he said this bread should be Yosar on me, is the Churamai, what's going to be the din? Hochiname de Marvin Lobo. The Churat's Mashman, in such a case, you can't use it for an Erev Tchumen. So Churat's a riot to Rav Huna. So what's the difference? You say Shavua, you're not going to eat it. So we say you're only offering the Achila. You're not offering all the Hanno of the Chayfetz. Therefore, you're allowed to use it for an Erev. But if you say kikazu alai, that means you're making this kika much like hegdish to you, that you can't have any hanor at all from it, so then you can't use it for an erev. So chutz arayat Rav Huna. So the Gemara nein, ihochi, if that's the pshat, I have another kasha then. Adatoni, since at the end the Sefer says, kikazu hegdish, ey marvin labo, the Sefer says, when can't you make an erev? If you say a lashon kikazu hegdish, this kika is hegdish, then you can't use it for an erev. Why? Lefi shein marvin begdishis. Because you can't use hegdish for an erev, and the pshat is, since it's also for everybody to eat it, nobody's allowed to eat hegdish, so it's not called an oichel for anybody. So that's not called an oichel for an erev. It's not called an oichel. If the chura lifts the brido, if you hold like Rav Huna, the brayta could have said a bigger chiddush. Should have said like this: b'medvah mamurim. When do we say it's awesome? When do we say it's mutter? You're allowed to use the bread for an erev to yom azu. You just said I won't eat this bread. Avol Omar alai, but if the person says this bread is also to me, so you want to tell me then, ain't marvin labo, then you can't make an erev. Because when you say lashon kikazu alai, you're answering all the hanor of the kikar on you. Is ain't marvin labo. So the chura is chura takasha then. Like Rav Huna, why does the say for the price have to say davka hegdish is also? It should have said the bigger chiddush. You just say kikazu alai, it's also you can't use it for an erev. Omalach Rav Huna, zok Rav Huna. That's not a kash on me. Elamai. What do you want to say? Kol hecha diyomer alai marvin. Elamai, you want to say not like me, the what? When you say alai, you can't make an erev then, because then you mean tas all the hanom, or was there kashi resha? I have a kashi then on the resha? The resha, we made the diyik, mashm klo, that, the resha is mashm klo, that just shvua shloyatimenu. If you make a shvua, you won't eat the bread. That's when you are allowed to make an erev with it. But Mashma, once you say kikizu alai, you're not allowed to make an erev with it. So chura tzaraya from the reisha, tzaraya to Rav Huna. So the Gemara name, chasuri mechs, it's no raya the reisha. Something is missing, vochik toni. This is the way you could learn. Hanoide min akikar, somebody makes a neder, not to use this bread, is alocha marvin labo. You are allowed to use it for an erev. Because min astam we say you only mean tasi and I can eat the bread. That's all. But shar hanoi samutu. The afilu omer alai, and maybe even if you say the lashon kikazu alai, maybe still it's mutter. Because you only mean the achila is osur, and not to have zaitika hanor from it. is still nasek. It's as if koimer shvur shleyatimenu. That's what the reisha means. No matter what lashon you say, it's as if you're just saying a shvur. You're not going to eat this bread. Samela, it's no riot to Rafuna. If I can't, there could be a kashin Rafuna. But even if you say lashon keep your zu alai, maybe still it's mutter. So at the Gemara, mikol makim kasha Rafuna. Of as a kol pon will be a kasha Rafuna then. Well, you want to tell me now, it's mutter, Rafuna said it's asur. So it's a kashan Rafuna then. And the Gemara, who do yama kreb leza? Inachnami, here it's a kashan Rafuna, but Rafuna holds like Rebbe Eliezer. The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Eliezer, weimer, shavua shalei oichal kikazu. Someone that makes a shavua, he's not going to eat this bread, then the din is marvin loibo. You're not to use it for an erev, because you just asked the achilam, and not other hanoz. Mashenken kikazu alai, ein marvin loibo. Kolo. So Rebbe Eliezer holds the shita. If you say a lashon kikazu, this bread should be yasser on me. You don't only mean the lashon achila. You mean all hanors are yasser to you. So therefore, you can't use it for an erev because you're having enough from it. For the Gemara Kashrim, Yom Rebbe Eliezer Ochi, is it true that Rebbe Eliezer said like this? For a time, you learned in another brisa. There klal. This is the klal. Odim oyser atzmoi bi oichel marvin labo. Anytime a person asks for himself not to have enough from the bread. So the pshat is just he can't do a maisa of taking hanor, but hanor that comes by himself like an eriv, that's mutter. Mashenkin oichel hanesa loyl yodim, food that's also for the person himself to have hanor from, then a marvin labo. You're not allowed to use it for an eriv. Rebbe Eliezer weimer, no kikazu olai. Even if the person said this kika should be osur on me, still marvin labo. Still you're allowed to use it for an eriv. So you see, klo even the lashon kikazu olai is mutter. But kikazu hegdish ain't marvin loibo. The only time Rebbe Eliezer said it's osur, if you say this kika should become hegdish. Hegdish was saying since it's osur to everybody to eat it, it's not called an eichel anymore. So chura kolponim it's a stira in Rebbe Eliezer. So the reason is the fish ain't marvin loy begdashus. So chura it's a stira in Rebbe Eliezer. So tomorrow trey tanoy valibu the Rebbe Eliezer. Enechnaim the two different tanoyim machlokes what's pshat in Rebbe Eliezer. But Rafuna though a kolponim learns that the first pshat in Rebbe Eliezer. That as a chilek, if you say kikar zu'olai, then you mean to ask all the hanor from the kikar, and then in a chanami, then it's also to make an error from it. But the braisa before, taka holds not like Rav Huna, not like Rav Eliezer, the braisa before holds no. Even though a person says kikar zu'olai, this bread should be yasa to me, he does not mean beferish all hanors of the bread, he also only means the general hanor that you're not going to eat the bread. But in a chanami, to use the bread for an error, that would be mutter according to the first. According to the first braisa, let's see Rashi. Rashi, kikazu alai mashma kol dover hanosa koser alai. That's Rav Huna's svara. It's mashma you mean taser any hano at all, so even an eruv. My love yom alai yishma minet lo yoser minish abayte elo derech ikir hanosa. If you know the abayte the chilu noder, this is not like Rav Huna. Lo yad yom arei zu shua shleyoch kikazu. Hegdish vad yos b'chol hanoyes v'ene rur l'shumodin. His hegdish you can't use for an eruv, it's not worth anybody. You have the day be kikish shulam and the mai kol hechel diyam olay maravin lemash mel achilam kasher reish natoni emesem zman shama shua ye. So the baita odem oyser atzma beichel shatol ane de b'maisa shu oyser beatzma dain mishle oichal. So then maravin lo bo. So Rashi boy chidish to hanod memelehi for lav iu of it. It's not called he's doing the hanod. It's coming by itself. You just said you won't do take the hanod, but here you're not taking the hanod. But maybe there's a heter of an eruv. Mashenkin oichal neser al odem. They're going kikazu to eser alai. Oy shvuah shlo yehena mikikazu. Tash to letoli isa b'maisa shebeguf. It's not only him to do a maisa. Elafilu hanodem emelo. Therefore, ain marvin labo. Therefore, you can't use this for an eriv because then you're not allowed to have anor from it. And having an eriv is called hanor. So the kid said, there's no stira here. There is a machlekes. Rav Huna holds one way like Rebbe Eliezer's first shita, and the braisa is not like Rebbe Eliezer. Not like Rebbe Eliezer. According to the second shita in Rebbe Eliezer. Yeah. A nozer is allowed to use wine for his eruv. So the kasha was, alachuri can't drink wine. Teretzit is roi for the people to drink wine. So the Gemara mas nitzin loike beishamay. Our mishnah does not go like beishamay. Ketanya beishamay yomim. A ma'arvin le nozer b'yayin. A nozer is not allowed to use wine. If you need something that you yourself could drink. Well, Yisrael b'truma. Who adin Yisrael cannot use truma to make an eruv b'chumim. Because Yisrael can't eat it. No, a nozer could use wine. even though he can't drink it, somebody else could drink it though. Only Yisrael b'truma, because our kopon makayim could eat the truma. Is all mulehem beis hillel beis shammai, beis hillel ech to beis shammai. Aren't you moedu to